Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Feel the bass, dropping that bass on this episode of Dim Vinyl Boys. We're back for another episode, and this week we go back to 1988, all thanks to our veteran DJ on the show, DJ Ramo G.
Ah, no doubt.
This one was all about you, Ramo. You have been mentioning you want to do Stevie B for a month or two. Obviously, you will get all excited inside whenever you hear this type of music, the freestyle sound. What makes you love freestyle music so much?
Well, it was definitely what was on and popping in the clubs that I frequented in the Chicago area as a teen. You know, up there was definitely a lot of teen nightclubs and, you know, things of that nature going on. So, you know, they had concerts and shit like that. So it was always a good time. You know, Chicago area was... before B96.
House music was born in Chicago.
It was definitely...
Although this is freestyle music, in Miami.
It definitely was. But, you know, you found that a lot of this was mixed within the house music at club venues all across the area. So you would hear, like, some of the best house music that just came out, Frankie Knuckles, all that shit. But then you would also hear Stevie B in the mix. You would hear Judy Torres, you know, George Lamond. Like, it was just such a vibe to be a part of that. And it was still, back then, all considered, like, hip-hop. It was youth culture, because that's what the hip-hop movement was. It was everything.
Would you agree with that, Memphis? You think this is hip-hop music, or...
Well, freestyle?
Yeah.
Yeah,
genre?
Yeah, in a way, yeah, definitely, because... You would hear it on the urban stations around the way. Like, we had a Magic 108, and they would play this, and you would hear this, and then follow it. They would back it up with, like, a Bobby Brown record or some shit like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yeah. Freestyle is definitely hip-hop, but it's also house.
Right.
But house is also hip-hop. Right. I mean, they're all, like, they're all related.
They are, so. And it was all part of breakdancing and Miami bass music. Like, you know, it was all, like, just part of, like I said, that culture of, you know, where hip-hop, like, came from, like, probably its first step, because, you know, like, I think as a person, if you look at it, disco was had a real influence on music, future dance music, and I think even some urban music, you know, soul, disco, like, a lot of that vibe played into a lot of the music we're listening to today.
Funk.
And I just, yeah, definitely. And it I don't know, man. It hits home. You know, I love it.
Speaking of home, DJ Tomcat was born, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Fort Lauderdale, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's where Stevie B is from. Stephen Bernard Hill. He was born April 19th, 1958, in where? Fort Lauderdale.
Lickerdale in the building. Well, that's very cool. That's very cool. I like to hear that. I've always loved Stevie B. I grew up South Florida down here, and we used to dance to this music, make routines to this music. I knew Johnny O, who is another freestyle artist, and we did some dancing for him over at a club called Penrods in Miami.
He's awesome.
When I was younger, we weren't even old enough to drink then, but we used to go over there and we used to make our dance routines, and it was awesome.
Yeah, all right, well, let's drop the needle on this episode of Dim Vinyl Boys, taking you back to the freestyle days. They call him the king of freestyle music. Stephen Bernard Hill, better known as Stevie B, 1988, Party Your Body. I like the little play on words. Party Your Body.
Yeah.
And here we go, man. Right into it.
Bro, this song would come on and it was over. Like, the shit was just, this is what it was hitting. In the highlight. It was great. Yeah, definitely vibing. All of them, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, and you gotta, it's crazy.
See, you guys don't realize how, like, Ramo is downplaying the hell out of this because inside, he is freaking out like a little girl going to see Taylor Swift right now.
Probably worse.
He's been wanting this freestyle, this Stevie B record album for like more than a couple months, Gentry.
Then he forgot we were doing it.
Yeah. I did. I really did.
Yeah.
Oh, and it wasn't even that I necessarily forgot we were doing it, but I came across
thinking about it.
That, well, I came across another album that we wouldn't have been able to catch otherwise because it went to Pennsylvania, which it ended up doing anyways. Mm-hmm. But I saw it, and it was one that we were talking about, so I was like, that'd be dope. But it's not that I forgot about this. I can never forget about Stevie B, dude.
But then when you remembered, you were like, yes, Stevie B.
Yeah. No, I definitely lost my shit.
I love forgetting and then remembering. Face, yeah.
You hit him up, too, on his page because you're buddies with him. And did he hit you back?
I didn't necessarily hit him up. I tagged him on a dope post. So.
He's like, thanks, Ramo.
TK was supposed to help me with that, but you know.
I was trying to make your relationship sound a little more for the radio, but you.
I never had a relationship with him.
I thought he was your boy.
No.
Yeah, I did.
No. I wish. I mean, I definitely.
You wanted him to be your friend.
Well, Stevie B, if you're out there and you hear this, Ramo hit you up on Instagram. Hit him back and show him some love. He loves you.
I follow him on Facebook, so you know that's cool.
He's also on TikTok.
Is he?
Stevie B.
I have to check that out. I don't do much TikTok.
Stalk him everywhere. Not at his house. Hey.
No, actually, I do a lot there.
You want to be the one he's rubbing and tugging. Is that what the name of the song is? I want to be the one you're giving your love. I want to be the one you're rubbing and tugging.
You're an idiot.
That
seems legit.
Unfortunately, that song is not on this album.
No.
I want to be the one. I love that song.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Oh boy.
Now you say this is the best album Stevie B ever came out with, and a lot of people agree with you, Ramo.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite.
This album doesn't have his lone number one hit on this album.
His smash hit.
The boy, it's number one, I guess.
Say it like Casey Kasem, though.
Counting them down. I can't do a Casey Kasem, I don't think so. But it was a number one song on Casey Kasem's Top 40 Countdown. Because I Love You came in as a long-distance dedication.
That was good.
Well, yeah, no. And, you know, the thing was that freestyle, by and large, was a really underground music. So a lot of Stevie B's music got mad club play. It was made for the radio. No. Because, you know, back then, a lot of this wasn't played on the radio. Like, you may hear a Lisa song, you know.
Oh, man, I was in love with her.
Yeah, you may hear, you know, something of that nature that was a little more commercial. But even her, like, club music didn't get much radio play. And I would imagine, like, the only song, like, you saw on MTV from her was the...
Get out the hum. Get out the Google hum.
Yeah. Wonder if I take you home. So,
but we it wasn't that good. But there's in the skate rinks.
Sure. Oh yeah, 100%. This was great.
Love those skating rinks.
And breakdancing competitions. Yep. You heard a lot of it.
Yeah, this is great because you can do the fast footwork to this. It's
right. Yeah. And you know all the aviations and stuff. And that was a huge influence of mine as well because I was in several breakdancing crews and. You know, we were really into the music because of that. And DJing, because that's where I picked, you know.
Where were you?
Gary Neanna.
This is I Need You.
Yeah.
Take a shot. First song was Party Your Body, the title track.
Oh, that's
and it was
so
his
good.
Very first single that he ever came out with. Mm-hmm. He released a single in 1987. This album came out in 1988.
I remember when that Party Your Body came out, East Chicago. You go to EC, dude, everybody was hitting that joint.
This episode of Them Vinyl Boys is being brought to you by Prize Picks. The Super Bowl is set. Kansas City Chiefs against the San Francisco 49ers. And yes, Prize Picks is the number one daily fantasy sports app. And yes, you can have some more fun with the Super Bowl by playing along at prizepicks.com/vinyl. What player are you liking in the Super Bowl coming up in Las Vegas, Tomcat?
I like Isaiah Pacheco.
That's your guy, huh? You've been riding him all year long.
He's good.
I give Tomcat credit. He called it at the very beginning of the season. He said Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and you said they're going to win it all.
Yeah, so what do you think? We're going to see more or less than 500 Taylor Swift cutaways in the Super Bowl?
I would say probably more, because she's made so much money for the NFL, but some people, they don't like Taylor Swift. We'll see. Is she going to be in the stands? Are you going to make 25 times your money? You could if you go to prizepicks.com/vinyl and you use our code VINYL for a first deposit. They'll match up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com/vinyl. Use the code VINYL for a first deposit. Match up to $100.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It looks like if you look at the album cover, it's possible Stevie B was hitting that joint.
Probably.
Yeah, definitely.
He's got that Fu Manchu going with his shirt off.
With the look away. Yeah. Look at him with his look away.
I mean, but that's totally 80s Miami. Look at like, is it not?
He got a shag.
He got his nipple out. I mean, yes, a full nipple, boy.
Look how dark it is.
How much?
He's the king of the brown nipple, people.
He's got that little hamburger meat going on in the chest area.
Look at that album cover.
The oatmeal.
Now what? He got some of that taco meat right down his chest.
Did you spill some of your burrito on him?
Now let's talk about the haircuts, though, back then, man.
Yeah, I know. It was mullets everywhere.
This mullet right here is just crafted from the book of mullets.
I in fact, did have one of those mullets. Very similar.
I did.
And then once I got older in our area, in Chicago area, by and large, it graduated to really short, like how I cut my hair now. I still cut my hair that way, but there would be a very thin shag in the back, like a thin layer,
like a rolled up one, like Easy E used to have in the back.
Not a tail, but it was an actual shag, but it wasn't as thick. It was thinner, and it laid like kind of flat. It was pretty dope, man. About. Yeah.
We were cool shit.
And
shit was
whack. We were so dope. The clothes they wear back then with the LA gears. You remember those LA gears?
Yeah, the LA gears. The street hikers.
The E-Spirit. You'd have your swatch on.
Yep.
With your guest jeans. You'd be ready to go. Jeans.
Everything was all these neon colors. Neon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So much fun.
Saved by the Bell. How about that?
That was a little bit later.
No, it wasn't.
That was the 90s.
No, Saved by the Bell was in the 80s, wasn't it?
No, it came out like 91, 92, 93, I think. Somewhere in that era. This was late 80s. 87, 88.
Do your research.
Yeah, definitely. Different strokes. What was the other one that always came out with the four chicks and the girls? Facts of Life.
Yeah, I was watching it the other day. Yeah, hell yeah.
It's just different. The big old freckled titter.
Damn right.
Bernard Hill. So he was born, what, April 19th, 1958.
One day shy of 420.
It's funny, too, because as I was growing up and I would look at those album covers, you know, as we would mix them in my boy's basement, I always looked at him and I was like, damn, he looks a little bit older than the rest of us. But I never really knew how old he was, and now I see, you know.
He was the youngest of six children.
And he was jamming, dude.
He didn't make it, though, until he was 28 years old.
Sometimes it takes
Which I guess is not super old.
No, not at all.
It wasn't right out of high school like some of these stars happens, or in their early 20s.
His dad did it and his mom did it. His dad was a guitarist and his mom was a singer.
Really?
Yep.
And what nationality are his parents?
Puerto Rican and Dominican.
That's what we heard.
Not Italian.
Who is who? Who's Puerto Rican and who's Italian? Do we know?
Well, it doesn't say what
Puerto
I'm
Puerto Rican
what
and
I'm
Dominican.
Or Dominican. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm talking about my kids are Puerto Rican.
I do have a clip here from Stevie B. Here's his message to any new up-and-coming artists.
But my suggestion to a lot of those artists, stop trying to sound like somebody that's already out. Stop trying to sound like somebody that's already out. You have to create a unique brand. Because if I'm an old school fan and the Temptations is still alive, goddamn, I'm going to go see the Temptation. I want to see the imitation of the Temptations. I want to see the Temptations. So don't emulate. Try to find a unique brand. And there's ways to do it. That's what you have to do. And people will pay attention.
He said, I don't want to see the imitations. I want to see the Temptations.
Yeah, he's right. You know what I mean? It's like, look, back, I was. It's going to sound like we're a bunch of, like, get off my lawn type motherfuckers, but it's not. It's
Here we are.
You know, we
they better not be out there on our lawn, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, get your ass up off the lawn.
Not after that fertilizer.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, but we came up in an era where you had to be different. You had to be really clever with your words, your songwriting, your production, everything, versus now, everybody just like, screw it, we just sound like the next person that was hot and got this little hideous train. Mm-hmm. So he was right. Mm-hmm.
I agree with
that.
Him 100% and yeah. You. Yep, totally.
And he was original because they say, you know, they, there's a reason why they call him the king of freestyle. He was the first really to market with that freestyle sound.
Stop the Love.
Yeah, this song is so dope, man. I would say definitely one of the best ever B-side tracks. Like, this is one of his top.
But it's on the A-side.
Yeah, it's definitely, but it's not one of his premier songs. I mean, like his most played songs, even in the club, but definitely one of my favorites.
See,
I love it.
Please reach out to Raymo.
This is the third time we referenced the B side in consecutive weeks. So we got to do the B sides now because you're right. This song on the B side is crazy.
Yeah.
So I think that's it, Gentry. We got to do the B sides now.
Well, see, and in reference to the B side, like I realize it's on the A side of the album because it's definitely, I would imagine, he thinks as well as I do, one of his masterpieces.
Well, what if it
but I'm thinking like more as like a 12 inch. Usually when you bought a 12 inch single, if it had two songs, or if you bought the little cassette. Or
the B side comes from the 45.
Right, the 45. Right, it would be on the side of the 45. It would be this song from like Dreaming of Love or one of his more, you know, one of his
I do agree
love.
With
Spring
this.
Love, right.
I like the driving beat of this one, and I would have agreed with him. Like, this, I think this one turns it up.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
Oh,
one.
Yeah, it's fucking hot. Listen to that.
Yeah.
Can we just listen for a minute?
Those synths that they came out with at that time, you never heard sounds like that. With the bass going. It was a definitely new sound.
Yeah, that funky bass. You hear that little...
Yeah, funk in here.
And I can be mistaken, but I feel like he was inspired to make this song from an old Michael Jackson 5 song.
Right.
I'm gonna have to look into
it. You're making it up, or
no. I'm gonna look into
it. Oh, he pulled that right out of his pants. I watched it. I watched him do it.
Oh,
yeah, in his backpack.
I think Michael Jackson had. They had a song. The Jackson 5 had a song like that.
I do have a clip here from Stevie B himself talking about what shaped his sound.
Yeah,
what shaped my sound had to be, you know, all of those 60s and 70s bands that I listened to. I mean, I listened from Peter Frampton to Earth, Wind, and Fire, Lionel Richie, Frank Sinatra. I listen to all music. It's one thing about me. If you go through my iPod or through my iPad, you would be shocked to what I listen to and actually what I love to listen to. I think all of that music influenced probably in a subliminal way. I mean, when I'm sitting here writing, I'm not necessarily thinking about them. It literally and probably formulated my tastes. You don't know what you're going to like. It's like with a girl or friends or whatever. You never know what you're going to like. Then all of a sudden you'd be like, damn, I'm freaky like that. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So musically, I was really freaky like that. I mean, I listened to some really crazy stuff. So those influences probably through all my cultural surroundings, probably had something to do with me doing stuff with harmonies and stuff like that. Then, of course, being in Miami helped me with the Latin, the Latino-based stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm, the Latinos. Ooh.
Yeah. That's what all the Puerto Ricans and Cubans and whatnot.
Dominicans.
And the Dominicans, yeah, they were all just getting wild and crazy on the beaches of Florida.
Hell yeah. Hey, man, that's a lot of fun. And I was correct. Stop the Love, You Save, Jackson 5.
Nice.
You
stop the love you say, maybe you're old.
Stop singing because you suck.
No, shut up. I don't care.
I'm just messing.
I don't even care. Such a jackass. This is where you would mix out of this.
You
this is your break point right here. So your other beats playing.
Drop the needle.
Oh, you can let it. No, you can let it. Please don't break my heart, or I'll be gone away. Let the acapella play. Boom.
Mm. Ooh, hit that stop. But what would you come in with?
There's a million songs. A million.
How about Lookout Weekend?
That's a good one, yeah.
I love that song, Debbie Deb. That was one of my freestyles.
And that's definitely a skating rink. Boom, when that would come on the skating rink, I'd be so like, whoa.
Although the beats, I don't know.
When I hear music, it makes me dance.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I got a remix of that. It's like a trap, like dubstep version.
I don't think I want to hear that.
Oh, it's sick, dude. I'm telling you. It's so good. It's literally so good. I've played it on the beat before.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
How good is it?
I played it on Shaq Fu before. It's dope as fuck. Sick.
If it don't ruin the original, then
it doesn't.
I'll
it doesn't
to
at
it.
All. Trust me.
I love that song way
if
too much.
If it did, me too. Me too. Like, I trust me. I'm with you.
I'll never forget. 100%.
100%. I'm with you.
All right.
Baby. I feel you. I'm with you. And no, it does not. It does it justice.
All right. That'll work.
Yeah.
How about TKA?
Yeah,
not TK that we have, but TKA. They were a big band.
I actually know the original Angel, my boy down in Miami. Yeah. I talk to him periodically. Yeah, yeah, he's cool shit. He's a producer. He's still producing music and putting out artists and shit.
Yeah, if you hit him up on Instagram, will he hit you back on like
Stevie
B?
I can text him right now. I can text him right now.
What are you going to say to him?
I don't know. That's why I won't text him, because I ain't got shit to say. I'm not a douchebag. I'm not going to flex my muscle. Hey, man, I'm trying to prove to my friends that I know you. Like, that's dick. Like, yeah, I know the dude. Like, if I ever needed him, you know, he hit me up, like, I think the last time right around Christmas. Like, just, you know, hey, how's your family? Merry Christmas.
Make sure you hadn't done anything drastic to yourself yet.
Pretty much. Yeah. Sure. Make sure
just a welfare check.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Last time you saw me, I had a noose on my hand, so it was like, I was thinking straight. Jackass. No. Yeah. He's really cool.
What about Lil Susie? You remember her? Freestyle.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Take me in your arms. She's from Miami.
Is Baby Ann part of that, too?
Baby Ann is, she's a breakbeat DJ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a little
about,
more 90s.
What about Johnny O?
Johnny O's
Stevie
definitely
B, and then you had Johnny O.
Like
Johnny
I said, I knew Johnny
Fantasy
O.
Fantasy Girl.
Yep.
Fantasy Girl.
Runaway Love.
Great.
Yeah. He did the Dream Boy, Dream Girl with Cynthia.
Huh.
Yep. Huh.
You're my dream girl. Yeah, no. Dude,
think about you all the time.
You already mentioned Lisa Lisa and the Cult Jam. They were really good.
Oh, my gosh.
Naisha.
I had many dreams about that woman. When I was a kid.
Sticky situation there.
Yeah.
Literally sticky.
Yeah.
Cynthia.
What about Taylor Dane? You remember Taylor Dane?
Taylor Dane. Wow. Yeah, I haven't heard that name in forever.
Yeah. Tell it to my heart.
You was considered Taylor Dane freestyle?
She made that, I would say, her song, the only song I can remember of hers that really
Tell It to My Heart was her big one.
In the club was Tell It to My Heart. Tell it to my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me.
And they somebody remade
that's a great one.
This year.
I've heard a couple remakes of it that were really good.
I mean, this music is great.
That's
it's good dance music.
It is.
It's good club. It's got its own genre.
And what is it about music like this that it can't be made now in the modern era? Why does that happen?
Because I don't know. For me, I think the idea of like romance and being in love and shit is kind of corny now. People are more about.
We gotta bring back the love.
I love it. I don't think it's corny. I'm with you.
I think it's more of a forgotten thing.
It's different. It's different. Now.
Do you think a new freestyle artist could come on the scene?
Yeah.
I mean, some people are making new freestyle music and shit. Could one make it on the radio? I mean, I think we've heard it throughout the years. Like, if you heard, like, Collage and all that, I think some of that got radio play. Like, that was kind of new school freestyle.
Think it could ever, like, break through onto the top 40 charts and move up to a place, like, above 25?
I don't know.
A certain artist would have to do that type of music.
They would have to do a whole...
I wouldn't say change up an album because nobody really does albums today. But if someone decided to do an album and take up that concept, it had to be a big name artist. Like if Taylor Swift decided
or like a Bruno
that.
Mars that may oh, try yeah. to make a Bruno, freestyle like, song.
Like, nah,
no, I think Bruno Mars could do it.
I mean, he could try, but I don't think.
I think he can. I think he can.
I'm flipping the record.
You got to understand that the culture of freestyle music is a lot like damn.
I have to clean out the needles.
Okay. It's very undergroundish, if that makes sense. And yeah, you know, of course they like radio. Oh, Dreaming of Love. This is my jam right now.
No, that stopped him, boy.
Yeah. By and large, the freestyle culture to me was kind of like a early, mid to late 80s club kids kind of music. It was a sect of club kids, mainly Latino and Italian and, you know, Indian. Just like, it was an urban, but like, non-black urban club vibes. You know what I'm saying? House music. But there were tons of black people there. It was just, I can't even explain it. It was just so multicultural. The music, the scene, the whole vibe. Like, it was... And I like to believe that even when, you know, when hip hop came out, you'll see, man, it had a very, like, hey, man, like, life ain't right. Like, it's a positive message. Like, we got to be right. Let's make it better. Like, we can do this. Like, we're the generation to make it better. And I think a lot of us have, you know, obviously there are tons of obstacles out there, you know, but aside from all that, the music was just positive and, you know, it was, you know, like this, I'm dreaming of love, like stuff like that. Like it was fun. It was dancing. It was positive. Like you could really enjoy yourself and imagine being able to hook up while you're fast dancing with somebody. Like that does not happen anymore. Like you're not physically hooking up, but you're making a connection.
You are making that connection. You got it pretty good.
Right, because there was a lot of emotion in the music.
There was a lot of lotion you were using. Yeah. What were you saying?
Well, that too. Well, I was a teenager, of course. No, I didn't use lotion. I like the friction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of, you know, roughing it up. But yeah. that being as it may, this music, I think, by and large, like I was saying, was underground, and the people who love it still love it to this day and probably always will love it their entire life. I know I will.
This kind of music did not make it out west so much. It was like a northeast thing, New York, Philadelphia, that area, and then Miami, and then in the Midwest a little bit around Chicago. But didn't really hit out west.
I think in LA they definitely got some tasting of it, you know, with all the break dancing that they were going on there. If you watch the breaking movies, even they have, I believe, a couple of freestyle joints, maybe even Lisa Lisa on one of the soundtracks, or a couple of them. Like, this music was very, like I said, a part of that whole culture and scene.
I would say an artist that took it to the mainstream was MC Hammer. Like, I think MC Hammer had a little bit of a sound of freestyle in some of his songs.
I don't think so. I wouldn't.
He had that Oakland sound. It was a different sound.
Yeah, but it was from the West.
It was like West Coast booty music. That's what I kind of felt.
The Bay Area. That's a different. But Hammer was all Bay.
Definitely dancing.
All Bay. And he sampled a lot of James Brown, so you got that soul and funk part mixed with hip hop.
Yeah.
The Bay Area hip hop, and you get MC Hammer.
Have you seen her?
Hey, that ain't a bad function though. That ain't a bad function.
No, he did his thing. Hammer was when Hammer was out in the 90s,
Hammer.
He killed it.
Was the shit.
Yeah.
He kind of took over the dance scene though. Like, to me, like, when he came out, people were always Hammer time and doing the Hammer dances.
It's because of the pants.
For dancing.
It was because of the pants. But you know, he didn't get a lot of love in my community. Like, a lot of people rocked with him, but a lot of people didn't like with him.
Well, he went in a commercial. He blew up really fast.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because you had a lot of other artists out that were doing their thing. You can't touch this. You know,
a lot of people weren't feeling what Hammer was doing.
Yeah, they weren't.
They felt like he was kind of selling.
Well, No More Tears, guys, because that's the name of this song. No More Tears.
No More Tears. Yeah, this was a good slow song. A lot of times you would hear this one at the end of the club, like the end of the night at the club. They play this, and you know, you get to grab some booty, and
you'd go home alone again.
Of course, you were freaking 15. You were going home to your parents' house. You weren't even driving to the club. You were getting picked up, but you know,
you better call me.
You did a few things while you were there.
That was your girl. Be like, you better call me when you get home.
Yep, because you didn't have cell phones and shit back then. It was landlines.
You had to make the call. And be on the phone saying nothing.
Quiet. You got to be quiet because your parents told you to be off at 10 or midnight.
Yeah, you got to whisper and shit.
Yeah. Her parents are like, oh, shit, my friends are coming. All right, I'll talk to you in the morning.
But you know what's crazy?
I love you too. Bye.
The crazy shit back in the day you used to talk to your girlfriend about, like some real shit, like your younger self, and y'all just talking about outside of the bullshit y'all dating or whatever, but y'all used to talk about like real shit, like,
not me. I always talked about the next time I wanted to bang her.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That was a horny little shit.
You wasn't fucking yet. I'm talking about before.
When I was 15, no. Well, pretty much the first girl that I ever really got into, like, well, I guess you're right. When I was younger, like 12 and all
that. Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm talking about.
You're right.
Because, see, this is what I'm talking about.
I forgot about that.
We were kids. Gentry, TK, and I were kids when this came out. You were older than us.
Yeah, I was in skating. I was getting pussy.
It was all about the skating rink.
We were not.
Holding hands at the skating rink.
No, you were not.
Dude, you're crazy as fuck.
Well, eventually, I guess. I'm just messing.
Yeah, you used to hold hands. You used to write your girl. Didn't y'all used to write your girl a letter or something?
All the time in school.
Like, write a little notes
back in
and
the
shit.
Day.
Get all creative and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't gonna front. I miss that shit. I should do that. I'm gonna do that to my wife. I'm just gonna write a crazy ass fucking letter, talking a bunch of bullshit, and be like how we was kids.
All right. Well, you totally just fucked it up by saying that right there. She's like, well, bunch of bullshit, huh? Is it?
When we were kids, we would send them letters, but they have, you know, choose your choice here: yes, no, or maybe.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
When
I didn't
you
have
send,
to do that.
Send a letter and you'd be like, yeah, you want to be my girlfriend? Yes, no, or maybe. And if she circled maybe, hey, say, hey, I got a chance.
Yeah, you got a chance.
I got a chance.
Yeah, you knew. We was like, oh, I got a shot.
The yes, no, maybe note, yes. That was a terrifying time waiting for that note to come back.
But if you gave her a nice lyric from a Stevie B song like "Because I Love You," you knew she was circling. Maybe.
Yep.
Oh hell yeah.
There's no Make way move. She could circle. No.
I put the best joint out. And I did before everybody else, because you do your recon too, because you got to recon to see if see who you up against. You know what I mean? I think that motherfucker.
Remember when it was Valentine's and they'd give you all those little candies and you went around and you'd put them on the person's desk that you liked? Those little chalky candies that said different things?
Oh, we gave them and to everybody, Tomcat, you jackass.
No, but you know how certain people, you go around and you put candy on somebody's desk.
No.
You
put them everybody.
And sometimes and then some
we did it for
a
everybody.
Bunch of candies. Candy? Yep.
No, that's so wrong. You guys
they did that.
Bullies.
Look, they did I didn't do it. They did it.
You guys suck.
I was the kid in the situation.
You guys suck.
But I tell you, I got some candy.
Horrible friends. I got tons of candy.
And then you get the kid that don't get a whole lot of candy, and other people give them candy so they don't feel alone. Yeah, that's right, 2K. Mm-hmm. I forgot all about that.
This is way before Stevie B than when this was happening,
totally,
though.
Yeah, totally, though.
This is
not too much before Stevie
B. I don't know what, well, for me, like at that age, I didn't listen to Stevie B at that age. Not when I was in elementary school. I didn't know anything about Stevie B.
Well, how old were you in 1987?
Elementary school.
So that's when this came out, 1987. Yeah.
So I wasn't into Stevie B until later on when I started doing my thing, which much like a lot of other music and how it is with a lot of the kids in this generation, they find older music now and then they start enjoying it. And that's how it was with us with freestyle music. I wasn't into it right when it came out, just like a lot of shit.
I will say
but
this.
I did get into it.
I really love seeing, I've been seeing lately, when anytime I go in the record shop, I always see like these Gen Zers or whatever they are nowadays. I have no idea. Being there looking up all the shit, I'm like, damn, I gotta worry about you motherfuckers now versus like, I ain't gotta worry about nobody. Now I got these motherfuckers gonna try to take some shit. I like that y'all doing it, but I need y'all to back off for a while. Asses.
Well, his first single came off this album, Because I Love You being his biggest song. They called that one the Postman song, which I looked up. I was like, why are they called the Postman song? But it was because in the song, he's penning, he gets a letter in the mail. And if you remember that song, he's like, I got that letter in the mail the other day. It's like how it starts.
Yeah, you don't remember the video on MTV?
Yeah. So that one's the jam. But this one has his first hit. Part of Your Body.
Title track from the album we're doing this week.
Yeah, that was such a club banger.
The dancing back then too was a lot of fun. Me and TK were watching music videos.
Hilarious.
Where people were dancing to this music and a lot of the Carlton dance going on with some of them.
Sure.
I noticed that
they
was
had those
popular
thick
back
sweaters then. And penny loafers and
the guys all had the mullet. All the guys had the mullet and all the girls had the giant poof, like Star Wars helmet.
Yeah. And I don't know if you...
Aquanet, you know.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but everybody was wearing designer jeans.
Yeah.
Gloria... No.
That came later.
Gloria Valente... Or no, it was Jordache. Gloria... What was it? Gloria something. That she had like a little swan thing.
The guest jeans were popular.
Yeah, the guest jeans were popular.
Guess what kind of jeans?
Were coming out.
Eyes
were dope. They were more polo shirts, too.
Neon colors, too, were hot in the 80s.
Converse, the Chuck Taylors were dope.
The Chucks were always out.
Yeah.
We had British Knights then.
Yeah, British Knights.
Yeah, L.A.
Adidas. Adidas was the shell toes. If you were hip hopper, break dancer.
You had to have shell toes.
If you were a B-boy, you know what time it was. I was a B-boy for life, dog.
Hell yeah.
And that's not gang affiliation. That's B-boys, though.
The B-boys.
Well, that's somebody that was into the culture. Breakdancing, DJing, and graffiti.
The five elements of hip-hop.
Well, and I even did some rapping, too. I did some...
There's rap, DJ,
when I was in high school, I did some
competitions.
I was in groups, rap groups. I did it all. There's DJing, rapping, graffiti, and breakdancing.
Breakdancing, there's one more. There's five. Pretty sure there's five.
DJing.
No, we already
did
said
DJing.
That one.
Oh, okay.
No, there's just four.
Let me look it up. Hold on.
It's
like, one
second. The five elements of hip hop. It's DJing, MCing, breaking, Graffiti and damn it.
There are five.
That's where we were at.
Damn it.
Historical knowledge of the movement. Do your research. That's the fifth element.
Oh, well, see, we're into it and we didn't even know it.
Yeah. You have to know your research.
That's the fifth one.
I didn't know that part, but I knew all the other ones.
Now, this is probably my favorite song.
I guess I do.
From this album, Spring Love. It was a big smash hit.
It was probably the most popular. I mean, outside of his number one hit, because if you guys don't remember,
this
didn't
one,
Pitbull remake it in like 2005?
Yeah, he did. He did do another version of it. This song was popular in Florida. Power 96 in Miami needs to get more credit.
Hell yeah.
For putting on freestyle music.
Big time. Big time.
Power 96 used to put freestyle music on the radio, and that was when I heard it for the first time.
Shout out to Laz.
The pimp with the limp.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. He was definitely one of the kings of mixing freestyle on
Red Alert.
Who was his boy?
That was New York.
Him and my cousin Junior in Miami, they were boys. Felix Sama.
Well, Laz has a song
Hats
called
off
Red
to
Alert.
Felix Sama, man. He was the coolest dude ever. I actually hung out with him a couple times, man, and he used to crush the freestyle mixes on Power 96, man.
That's dope.
Almost dope. Yeah.
I have a clip here from Stevie B talking about the meaning behind that song we talked about earlier, Because I Love You, his only number one hit. I was surprised Spring Love was not a number one hit. Barely cracked the top 40, Spring Love. Yeah. Just, I guess not a lot of top 40 stations were going the freestyle route. Because I Love You was just, you know, like more of a pop ballad. But here he is talking about that number one hit.
People think that Because I Love You is a love song, a romance song, and it's not. It's literally a gospel song. Juan was suffering from depression, and he said, I wrote this, you know, he said, the song is about, I wrote a letter to God, and God says, I got your letter from the postman the other day.
I got chills right now.
And he says, I decided to write you this song just to let you know exactly the way I feel. Because you don't feel love. He says, to let you know my love's for real. Because I love you and I'll do anything. I give you my heart, my everything. You should feel. And that's the real meaning behind me. I can say that today. That's the real meaning behind Because I Love.
Wow.
That's awesome.
We
Very
just
powerful.
Heard that in real time, yo. Like, that's great. Wow.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, no, that was one thing about I found my experience with freestyle artists, the ones that I seen live. One time, I was one of my first clubs I ever DJed at, the Red Onion in Port Charlotte. We had brought Coral. He's from Miami. And he was doing his performance, and back then it was a DAT player. Stopped playing the music, but he kept singing. And he fucking killed it, dude.
That's dope.
Dude could sing, like... You could tell they had pipes. They could sing. And they put their heart into what they were doing. It was great. I
it's
love
true
it.
Artistry right
yeah,
there, ladies 100%, and gentlemen.
100%.
And that was Spring Love, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I'm going to turn it over to my partner, DJ Gentry.
Well, we're going to turn it back into an all skate. All skate slowly and carefully in the regular direction. We've got pizza and sodas over at the little concession shop. Thanks for coming out to the skating rink tonight.
That's literally the DJ.
I've never DJed at a skating rink before. Have you guys?
I haven't, but
no, but I've been
I
to a million
it.
Of them with
I
the DJ
would
saying
love to
that.
Do it.
The one I went to had turntables, and the DJ played on turnetables.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
It's right up the road.
Generations.
Well, right.
Where I grew up in, you guys know where. Anybody want to throw
Gary, Indiana.
Yeah,
there,
there.
Take a shot.
There. They used to have a place called Screaming Wheels. And it was a skating rink. And the dude who owned it had money. I forget what else he was into, but he had some other shit going on. Well, he bought airtime on a cable channel. And they would broadcast his son DJing from, they called it the Time Machine. It was a club, a teen club inside the skating rink.
Oh, that's so dope.
And he would mix house music. And sometimes you would hear a freestyle song here or there, but it was mainly like underground house music. Jack Master Farley, like, it was crazy. And I remember that. That was dope.
That's really freaking dope.
Speaking of skating,
that's race, good radio, that's, man. Yeah. That's good radio. Radio was good once upon a time, ladies and gentlemen.
And that was when cable was brand new.
When you had the brand big ass new box.
Yes.
Remember the big ass box and did y'all have the floor model TVs?
Yep.
I remember my mom had first got her first floor model. We was like hell excited. Everybody, all the kids in the neighborhood, can we come watch HBO at y'all house? We had just got BET. We only had like, what, 27 channels or some shit?
It was a floor model TV with a 27-inch screen on it.
Hell yeah.
That shit was about 50 inches big. Like,
and heavy as hell, too, to move. You can only move that shit.
You didn't want to move that bitch.
Hell no, that motherfucker is going to be planted right where it is. Mom, like, come help me move this.
That's nope.
Fuck. I'm mad I'm the oldest sometimes because I got to help you move all the heavy stuff. Everybody else get to watch.
Why couldn't the motherfucker invent sliders back then?
I know.
When they made shit heavy.
Rat bastards. Stevie B, ladies and gentlemen.
This last song here is called Baby, I'm a Fool for Love. And aren't we all?
Yeah, we are. You know, Stevie B talks a whole lot about love. Back then they did that, what you were saying a while ago.
If you didn't know, another like a side name or another name that they gave this music was called Heartthrob. Because most songs were about heartbreak or falling in love. But they weren't ballads. By and large, they were like dance songs right, you would dance to. But they were ballady in the sense that they were talking about, you know, heartbreak, or you breaking my heart, or you're cheating on me, or, you know, I'm falling in love with you, shit like that.
Makes sense. That's a bar, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the kids call it today.
Ramo, is it interesting?
Very
interesting.
That's your pretty sure. No.
Well, your other favorite word is interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Really interesting.
Stevie B put out quite a few albums. This was his first, released in 88, Part of Your Body. Then he came out in 89 with In My Eyes.
That was a big one.
In 90, he had the album Love and Emotion. 92, Healing, the album Healing. And then 93, Running Back. 94, Funky Melody. 96, Waiting for Your Love. He had 98, he had two albums, Summer Nights and Right Here, Right Now.
Nice.
And then he took some time off. Then he came back with It's So Good in 2000. 06, he had a record. 09, he had a record. 2014, 2017, and his latest work was in 2020.
Yeah, damn, still
Stevie
banging.
Still putting out music.
It. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I follow him on Facebook, and, you know, I'm always seeing him talking about his new
Stevie, call
he's
me.
He's on always on tour. He tours a lot.
His music was amazing.
He tours a lot. Yeah, I have not met anyone that knew about freestyle and like, yo, I heard Stevie B was coming, or they just missed me. Like, man, Stevie B was just here, and I missed my man.
Now, would you go, Ramo, if he came to town?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I wouldn't. If I had the time,
do you still have your designer jeans?
Some.
Do they fit?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, yes, they would. I was about my size, maybe a little bit smaller, but I'd still fit. I was at about
a 34. That's the record, ladies.
I'm a 34 now, 34, 36.
This is probably my favorite song from. This is not on this album.
Which song is this?
I Want to Be the One.
I want to be the one you're kissing and hugging.
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah.
This song just makes me want to smell fog juice in the air, fucking some lasers. Oh, yeah.
But listen to that. You could tell Miami influence in his music. Listen to that bass thumping.
You know what's funny, Rainbow? I was literally about to say you can hear the Miami bass in this immediately. That's what's up, man. This is what's up, man. This is, like I said, this is when music was good and people did their own thing, and you just like, I'll hustle and work everybody to get my shit out there. You can't carbon copy this shit.
I hope nobody remakes this song.
Please don't remake it.
Please do not remake this song.
I'm still mad at Pitbull for what he did. I don't think I'll forgive him for that.
Well, Stevie B was on board for that. They produced it together.
It was okay. I didn't like it.
Okay, but why do you guys think that this song was taken so well?
Why it was taken so well?
Yeah, why people liked it so much.
Just the sound.
High energy, good hook. I mean, it was everything.
Listen to Spring Love.
This is not Spring Love. This is Because I Loved You, the Postman song.
Very similar.
He's saying, I want to be the one in Spring Love. Very similar.
The beat. The way the beat is composed, the way that it's set up. A lot of that
you can tell right away.
Successful.
If you know.
When something works, don't fuck with it.
Yeah, let's keep it going. Like, shit.
Yep.
All right, Ramo.
We hope you got your Stevie B fixed during this week's episode.
I didn't. I'm gonna tell you why. Cause y'all wouldn't shut the hell up.
You talked the whole time.
Yeah, I know, right?
I barely got a word in.
Story time with Ramo
today.
That's all right though. I like it. I enjoy your stories.
They are some good stories.
We don't have a choice anyway. You're not gonna shut up.
The old sage.
So I have a proposal.
Good thing I smoked a lot beforehand.
So check this out. I have a proposal for what we choose next week. If you guys trust me, let me make the pick next week.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I can't tell you.
Well, how do we prepare for the show?
Yeah, how do we prepare?
If you don't know what it is.
I'll put in the group text 24 hours before. You don't need that much time.
We prepare for the show?
Yeah, you need that.
You know how much satellite dope between now and then?
Oh, knock it off.
We don't want to find out 24 hours before.
Okay, I give you 48 hours. Is that fair?
I don't understand why you can't just tell us now.
How about 72?
72 hours.
Then. So Monday.
Monday.
If you don't tell us on Monday, you got to do 50 push-ups.
Okay.
Bet. All right. Better be a good one. That's all I know.
Well.
Yeah, them come with no crazy.
It's going to be a little odd. You just got to trust me on this. Just trust me on this.
See, that's what we don't.
It's going to be dope.
That's what we don't.
It's going to be dope.
All right. This episode of Them Vinyl Boys is being brought to you by Prize Picks. NFL playoffs are underway.
Ooh, do it.
Getting ready for the Super Bowl. Go ahead and get on there and
my
play.
My team's out.
Prize Picks, big sponsor here at Dem Vinyl Boys. We love you.
Yes.
Keep the needle in the groove and keep it groovy. We'll be back next week with the surprise album from Memphis.
Terrifying.
Terrifying. But we still love you.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.